Editor's note: this article originally appeared on the Trillium, a Village Media website devoted exclusively to covering provincial politics at Queen's Park. Bonnie Crombie has announced her intention to resign after a new Ontario Liberal Party leader has been chosen. At a party convention in Toronto this weekend, 57% of Liberal delegates from around the province and party notables known as ex officios voted to keep Crombie as the party's leader, rather than hold a new leadership election. Initially, in a speech to gathered Liberals, Crombie said she'd stay on. "Let's be clear, it's not the number I wanted, but it is not the finish line for me," she said. "I met with my caucus this morning, and I have the support I need to continue. I will be meeting with Executive Council immediately following the podium, and we still believe that a leadership race at this moment would do more harm than good for our party." However, Crombie later issued a statement announcing her intention to resign once her successor is chosen. "Even though I received a majority of support from the delegates, I believe it is the best decision for the Ontario Liberal Party to facilitate an orderly transition towards a leadership vote," she said. "I have advised the party president of my decision to resign upon the selection of my successor." Immediately after the leadership review results, some Liberals questioned whether or not Crombie could hang on, with most seeing maintaining the support of caucus as the key. MPP Tyler Watt said he supports Crombie, but 57 is a tough number. "We all had wanted better," he said. "I think the party has spoken, and we all have to digest what's going on." Watt said he wasn't sure if the caucus was united in support of Crombie. MPP Ted Hsu, on the other hand, said it was. "We're a good team," said Hsu. "We are a very strong team, and we really gelled in the spring session." However, Hsu said he expects there will be further questions about Crombie's leadership, much like the media was peppering him with. Liberal MPP and former interim party leader John Fraser put it this way: "I think it is what it is. What it really says is she's got work to do," he said, adding that Crombie has only been leader for 2 years and could use more time. "Most successful leaders have had the time to grow. Every once in a while, you get one that comes out of the woodwork. But they're generally the anomaly." In the lead-up to this weekend's vote, organized opposition to Crombie came from a group calling itself the New Leaf Liberals, which campaigned in favor of a leadership race and called on Crombie to step down if fewer than two-thirds of the votes were for her to stay on. The group also campaigned for positions on the party's executive and successfully elected Noah Parker as regional vice president for Toronto. "I'm confident that Ontario Liberals will come together. How that comes together, it remains to be seen," Parker said, adding that he wouldn't speak about what Crombie and the executive said in the closed-door meeting. "There is a clear amount of dissent in our party, but the million-dollar question is, will those dissenters be welcomed back in? I'm optimistic they will," he said. Meanwhile, New Leaf Liberal co-founder Nathaniel Arfin said the group would be having internal discussions about its next steps. "The New Leaf Liberals are very proud of what we've accomplished," he said. "Bonnie Crombie is going to need to take the time with the executive, with her leadership team and with the rest of caucus to make the best decision in the best interest of the Ontario Liberal Party and the rest of Ontario." Some Liberals who spoke with the Trillium asked that their names be withheld. Their views were split. Some young Liberals complained that Crombie's decision to stay on without greater support is harmful to the party, particularly its efforts to mobilize volunteers to go knock on doors. They emphasized the time and money it took party members from around the province to come to Toronto to cast a vote to replace her. They felt that Crombie's resignation is likely coming, one way or another, now. Others said they were happy to see Crombie stay on, particularly because holding another leadership race now would take time and energy away from rebuilding the party to take down Doug Ford's Progressive Conservatives. Citizenship and Multiculturalism Minister Graham McGregor spoke with reporters at the Sheraton Hotel on Sunday, but said he'll leave it up to the Liberals to decide if Crombie's 57% is good enough. Instead, he repeated his party's frequent criticisms of Crombie, such as calling her the carbon tax queen. Kim Wright, NDP strategist and founder of PR firm Wright Strategies, said the results show that Crombie has not served her party well, and that getting around 50% support usually means stepping down. Bonnie got 57% of the vote here, and that's not a good place to build from for her, she said. The party requires the vote when its leader chooses to remain at the helm after an election loss. While its constitution allows Crombie to keep her job if she wins 50% plus one of the votes, the unofficial precedent in Canadian politics has been for leaders to resign without a stronger show of support. For instance, then-federal Progressive Conservative leader Joe Clark earned 66.9% in his leadership review in 1983 and resigned. He ran in the race that followed and lost. In Alberta, Ralph Klein and Jason Kenney both resigned after slim leadership victories, 55.4% and 51.4%, respectively. After then-Ontario Premier Dalton McGuinty traded his majority government for a minority in 2011, he stayed on with 85.8% of the vote.